Just two laws regarding Kiryat Shema. Question is asked in Halakha, are ladies obligated in reciting Kiryat Shema on a daily basis? Maran writes clearly in Siman Ayin, Nashim Peturot Mekiryat Shema, Mepeneshi Mitzvat Aseh Shazeman Gerama. Ladies from the Halakha are exempt from saying the Kiryat Shema on a daily basis, since it's a mitzvah that is bound by time. Halakha says any positive commandment that's bound by time, which is there's a time frame to say the Kiryat Shema in the day, there's a time frame for the Kiryat Shema in the evening, therefore ladies are exempt. However, Maran qualifies and says, V'nachon hu lelamedam sheyekabelu alem ol machut shamayim. But it is proper to train the ladies to say at least the first pasuk of Kiryat Shema with Baruch Shem on a daily basis, just so they can accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven, Ol Machut Shamayim. The next question is, what about minors? What about ketanim? What about children and their obligation in the Kiryat Shema? So there's a famous machloket between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says, so long as the children did not reach the age of chinuch, which would be, let's say, children less than the age of 6, they're exempt from Kiryat Shema, and their parents, their father specifically, is not obligated to chase after the kid less than 6 to try to get him to read the Shema. Of course, it's proper when the child learns how to speak to teach him the first pasuk of Kiryat Shema, just so he has that pasuk fluently. But we're talking about the obligation of saying the Shema in the proper time. According to Rabbeinu Tam, a child less than 6, there is no obligation, obviously not on the child, not on the father. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, once the child reaches 6 or 7, depending on the maturity of the child, the father has to teach the son to say the Shema in the proper time. Now that's a very strict halakha, because that means if Kiryat Shema ends at 8:06, that means the father's got to be by the child before that time, making sure that he's up out of bed saying the Shema. It is for that reason that Rashi holds that even after the child reaches the age of chinuch, 6 or 7, the father's still not obligated. Why? Because the halakha does not demand the father to be by the side of the child all day. Which means that the father goes to work now, the father's in synagogue, or the father's out, he's got to be home by 8:06 in order to wake up the kid, in order to say the Kiryat Shema. It's not such an easy halakha. Since it's bound by a specific time frame, halakha, according to Rashi, does not demand the father to be there to do it. Halakha follows Rashi. And therefore, a child at 6 or 7, his father technically is not obligated in giving him the chinuch of the Kiryat Shema. However, all agree, if the father's around, and the child is around, and the time of Kiryat Shema didn't come yet, and he reaches the age of chinuch, of course, you should let him read it and let him say it in the proper time. We're only discussing now where the father's not around the child. We don't obligate him to go home and start waking up the kid in order to read the Shema the proper time. One last point. Even though the halakha follows Rashi, Maran writes, V'ra'uy linhog kerabenu tam. Which means, although the halakha strictly is Rashi, that a child that reaches chinuch, you're not obligated to say the Shema with him in the proper time, but it's proper, Maran says, to be machmir, to follow Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. So therefore, if a parent is able and can make himself available, he should try to read the Shema with his children, from the boys we're talking, obviously, from 7 years old and up, in the proper time.